But first, we often hear about the wage gap between women and men. It's even worse for Hispanic women. New figures from the Economic Policy Institute show Latinas make much less, about 56% of what white men are paid and 66% of what white women earn. To explain what's behind the discrepancy is Alika Kumar, Project Director of the U.S. Department of Commerce Minority Business Development Agency for Arizona. Alika, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Steve, and good morning, Lori. Pleasure to talk with you this morning.
So let's start with this. How much do traditional cultural and social expectations play here in the difference between what we see from Latinas versus even white women?
Those gaps are huge. Besides the cultural, social, I think there's a huge disparity impacted by the legal and structural conditions in the marketplace. In general, women make a small fraction of what men make. If for every dollar that a man makes in the U.S., an average white woman makes about 77 cents to the dollar. An African American woman makes about 64 cents to the dollar, and a Hispanic woman makes 56 cents to the dollar. And this is all caused because of the generational economic consequences on the families, caused by the racism, the discrimination, and it just is an inherited thing that catapults and has a domino effect over generations from cradle to grave.
Are there some professions where the gap is a little better or where things look like they might be handled in a different way, or is this kind of across the board for Latina women?
This tends to be across the board. It doesn't matter. In fact, it's been shown, there have been studies done by some leading universities where a man and a woman with an exact same bachelor's degree just right out of the gate from college with no other additional experience, a man would normally get offered an average of, say, $4,000 more than a woman would. They've seen that in studies that kind of discrimination happens. And it is not based on anything real. It's not based on lack of skills or experience, a difference in experience. It's just a discrimination.
Alika, this is a clear example as well of having to play catch up, and there can only be a little bit of progress at a time. How long does something like this, once the problem is actually addressed and accepted, how long does it take to actually make a big dent in it?
Actually, to make a dent, we as a society have a lot to do. We need to institute institutional regulations to help that happen. When you say make a dent, it's really hard. There's a very small percentage of women that make it to C-level suites, and there is there's an opportunity gap. So women are less likely to hold higher level jobs and higher paying jobs. And what happens is, because of the historical oppression and racism and discrimination, it is very hard for women in general, whether they are women of color or otherwise, to build wealth or have equal access even to opportunities. So women tend to have, for example, every possible type of debt because of the low income, right? And so they naturally have little, if any, savings. And women of color especially have the inherited generational wealth gap, which means they have less reserves and less likely to be able to afford maybe higher education. And then they end up relying on Social Security income in their old age, right? So because there's lower income through their lifetime, they have lower Social Security income and very little savings.
And then
what happens is, because women tend to have a higher life expectancy, they have to rely on their savings to support themselves, which, as we just established, they have very little of. And beyond all of that, women also have a larger portion of family responsibilities, financial and otherwise. So it just adds and adds and adds to their inability to get ahead, as far as economic conditions are concerned. And as a society, we really must place a greater value on gender parity and institute the legal protections. Women also tend to have, they bear children, and there's a cost to childcare if they should decide to go to work. Even the cost of childcare is very high. So sometimes it's up to, 17% of the average income, family income. So that's a whole lot. And if they do stay home, then of course it sets them back, and it might also affect their careers. It just goes on and on. It just
Well, Alika, we'll have to stop there. Thank you very much for your time. Alika Kumar is Project Director of the U.S. Department of Commerce Minority Business Development Agency for Arizona.